He's the newest New Orleans Saint. He's Jarris Bird. Congratulations.
Thanks, Clay. Glad to be here.
Pretty exciting news. I think people around town are, thrilled to hear that you're wearing black and gold coming up this summer.
Oh, that makes two. All of us. So I'm really excited to be here. I'm excited to, get in the community and see what's going on in New Orleans.
All right. So what did your dad say?
He was excited. He said, see you twice a year.
And, this is the son of Gil Bird, by the way.
Yeah. So
he played for what? The Chargers? Is that right?
The Chargers, yes. Yep.
So he was excited about, I love when sons of NFL players or even just the older players themselves see young men like you have success via free agency. It's something they didn't have.
Exactly, yeah. And that was something we had talked about. I know they striked back when he was playing for this to be able to have free agency. And it was something that we talked about, and it was important to him. So, he was really happy to see that I was able to, something that he fought for, was able to benefit from.
So it's about choice. So the question I have for you right off the bat, why the Saints?
Man, just the Saints, not much you need to really say. The winning culture down here, having, a great quarterback, a great head coach, And then this great defense with Coach Ryan. You couldn't ask for much more. This is when you try to build something special, this is the ingredients you want.
Think back just a little bit. When you started thinking about what choices you may have this spring, when did you start thinking about, whether it be New Orleans or anywhere else, but maybe specifically about the Saints? When did you start to say, that might be a good fit for me?
Really, it was just one of those things where I separated myself out of the process. I wanted to make sure I did what I need to do on the field and produce and make sure I did what I need to do. And then I let my agent handle most of it, and he just kind of brought everything to me and handled that side of things. So it was really something that, when things happened, it was a great opportunity. So it's a blessing.
Well, the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, you were there this past fall. Did you think about that experience at all?
Yeah, it was rocking in there, when they were on defense and then just the offense, the way they were working, obviously I had firsthand, going against their offense. But, everything, they did a good job. They're very well coached, you can tell, and they execute at a high level.
All right, so being the quarterback of the defense, is that fair to say where your position is, if that's kind of the role that you want to assume here?
Yeah, every defense is different, position-wise. Sometimes it's the linebacker, sometimes it's the safeties, being the quote-unquote quarterback of the defense. But, I don't know exactly what I'm going to be asked to do, so I don't want to speak on something that I don't really know too much about. So I'll know more of what my responsibilities will be a little later.
All right, so here's what we know about you. 3 Pro Bowls in 5 years. You stop me if I mess up on one of these. 22 picks, over 350 tackles. You forced 11 fumbles in your time. But what is it about you that none of us know? There's got to be something. What about you, whether it be as an athlete or as a person, should we know now that you're in the family?
I don't know. I'm pretty a laid-back guy. I'm pretty simple. So what you see is what you get, and that's really how I am. So I'm not any, glitz, glamour. It's just low-key.
Play any other sports?
Baseball.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And did you progress that through high school, and what position did you play?
I played shortstop, and I did progress through high school.
I can't. I'm looking at a pretty imposing figure right now here in Studio B. The thought of you swinging a bat 60 feet away from me is a little intimidating.
Right. Yeah, it was a fun sport. It was good. Teach you a lot of eye hand coordination. So I think that has helped me in the game of football.
Any hobbies?
Not really. I like to, just chill out, just relax. I don't have too many off like crazy hobbies. I'll go fishing, do little things like that, but nothing crazy.
I think one thing about this locker room, I'm sure it's the same way around the NFL. College rivalries are fun to watch when we're around the guys. You full well realize that there's a guy down the hall there that's an Oregon State Beaver, right?
Oh yeah, I'm aware of that.
Yeah. Did you guys play against each other? I'm talking about Keenan, I guess.
Yeah, we played against each other in college. We were there at the same time. So, we definitely had those rivalries. But I wouldn't really call it a rivalry because when it's, Oregon's winning all the time, it's not really too much of a rivalry.
You couldn't help yourself, could you?
Couldn't help myself.
What's the Civil War like? I've been up there a couple times in Portland around the time that they play. And that little taste alone lets me know that it's pretty unbelievable. What about from a player standpoint?
Yeah, serious, because there's so close in proximity that, you know, a lot of times you're going to see those guys out or, you know, be around them at some point, cross paths. So, you know, that's definitely, you want to have those bragging rights, especially in the summer out there, something that you like to have.
You're going to get that feel a little bit when that football team from Atlanta, which I don't like to say their name a whole lot, but when they come around, I think you're going to see a little bit of that Civil War mentality.
Oh, yeah?
Between, yeah.
Okay.
So that's the one cool thing about football in the South.
Okay,
is
cool.
Is this culture that's built around it. When you look at what you're going to do now in the off season and kind of head toward your first camp with Rob Ryan and Coach Payton and everybody else, what's seemingly right now important to you to get settled in with a new team?
Just get all the extra stuff that doesn't relate to football out the way, man, because that's what it's about, is just come in here and win games about this game, this team, you know. So get all that distractions, get all that out the way. That's what I'm trying to, you know, do right now, and then so I can just be the best I can be.
Are you we've had a great conversation. Are you an outgoing, vocal, demonstrative type player on the field, or are you kind of a go-about-my-business kind of guy?
Kind of go about my business, just, you know, lead by example, you know, let what I do speak for itself. But whatever I'm needed to do, I'm going to do. So whatever, you know, Coach Payton asked me to do and whatever Coach Ryan asked me to do, that's what I'm going to do to the best of my ability and help this team in whatever way I can.
The defensive players with the Saints that I've gotten to know in my time with the team love matching wits with Drew Brees on a daily basis. Have you thought about that aspect yet?
Actually, I have. You know, this past year in Hawaii at the Pro Bowl, we got to go against each other a little bit in practice. So I can see how that could be a fun thing. So, yeah, I look forward to doing it. It can only make me better, so it's going
to
be good.
Congratulations. It's great to have you.
I'm glad to be here.
Big news. I think you're going to love New Orleans.
Great. Thank you.
All right.